It is time now for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with thrift shops located in both Chapel Hill and Carrboro, both open Fridays through Mondays with extended hours. Go there now and search for hidden treasures. And if you or a friend are looking for a new full-time gig, they are hiring as well. Check out communityworksnc.org to apply. That's works with an X, communityworksnc.org to apply. Joined in the studio by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson, 97.9 The Hill's own dream team, to help out with Kids Q today. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good for the dream team.
You're the dream team.
That's the first time I've heard that title, and I'm down.
I have to come up with a new title for the two of you every single week.
I mean, I would like to see that running list of titles that have happened.
Oh,
so
no,
far.
You don't. the real list you want to see is all
the rejected ones.
Yeah. Like the ideas that run through my head in the 10 seconds before I have to say, and it's like, no, not that one, not that one. Maybe, no, not
actually,
that one.
It's the things that run through his head before he has to say something nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Truly.
When I have to say something insulting, I'm like, I can randomly come up with that real quick.
Boom,
I don't know
boom,
why.
Boom, we got him.
Boom, yeah, boom. Yeah. There you go.
Can right off the top of my head.
All right. Everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes. Absolutely.
Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's autumn-themed question. Other than pumpkins, what would be fun to carve into a jack-o'-lantern?
Wow.
Right?
Oh, man.
This is tough.
I feel like saying any other gourd or squash is cheating.
It's cheating, yes.
Like, that's not fair. You can't do that. Things that would be fun to carve in. See, the fun to carve is really what's tripping me up.
Right.
Because I feel like there are lots of things that would look kind of cool as jack-o'-lanterns, but would not necessarily be
fun to
carve.
Like marble. You could just carve like a traditional Renaissance sculpture of a jack-o'-lantern.
Which would rule.
Would rule,
I
but
would
probably would not be super fun. Unless you're like really, really good with a chisel and just like enjoy doing that.
Already an experienced sculptor of marble.
Yeah.
Well, here's a bigger question. What are the dynamics of this? Do we also have to hollow it out? So is it the exact same steps that you would have to do for a pumpkin?
Question.
This is why I think we should sort of adapt this a little bit. And instead of things that would be fun to carve, what do you think would look the coolest? You don't have to make it. You just get to commission a jack-o'-lantern made of X material.
Right. Okay.
Or out of X thing.
Yeah. You know, my first thought when you say that, you remember like in probably elementary school when you had to do these art projects and it involved like getting really messy with balls of like wet plaster.
Mm-hmm.
A big like wet plaster ball that's just like carved into a jack-o'-lantern is my first thought when you put it that way.
Not quite the paper mache ball, but like
the
goop.
Yes, like the goop, like
that
a silly putty clay. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or clay, like get some clay, carve it into a jack-o'-lantern, and then like fire it up in the kiln.
See, clay also makes a lot of sense. I was kind of thinking about like jack-o'-lantern chia pets for a hot second here.
Oh,
like, that would be cool. That would be pretty cool.
You sonically just clued me in. Not chia pets, cheese. Just like a giant thing of cheese. Yes, cheese pets. That's my answer.
What about wood?
Wood would be good.
That's
a
very state fair jack-o'-lantern, the jack-o'-lantern made of cheese.
Well, the jack-o'-lantern made of wood. Any jack-o'-lantern made of anything but a pumpkin would be available at the state
fair. If it's a state fair one made of cheese, it would also be deep fried.
Yes.
You know,
with Snickers inside of it.
I'm good with all of this, by the way.
Heck yes, dude.
Yeah.
Foods that are jack-o'-lanterns, an apple jack-o'-lantern would be small and cute and cool.
Yes.
But I don't know how I could execute that, so I'm going to leave
the
that
hauling
to
out part would be difficult.
The apple carving professional that is going to construct this
jack-o'-lantern.
Because
it would have to be quite a large
me.
Apple for you to be able to, if you're hollowing it out, to maintain the structural efficiency of the edges.
Yeah, it would have to be a pretty thick outside layer to my apple. Wood is cool. Cheese is cool. Marble is the classiest jack-o'-lantern that's ever existed.
Michelangelo's Halloween party where it's just like marble jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. What does he give to trick-or-treaters, though? That's the question.
Just like paintbrushes. Make your own masterpiece.
Gummy bears. He's just like...
Ooh, a jack-o'-lantern made out of, like, gummy bear material.
Okay.
Would be cool. And it would have to actually be hollow, and I could put, like, an LED light in it so it wouldn't melt
right.
it.
Right.
So a gelatin jack-o'-lantern.
Well, it's when you say gelatin, most people think Jell-O, and Jell-O does not have even close to the amount of solid structural integrity that would be necessary to be a jack-o'-lantern.
Just if you freeze it.
Yeah, but then that's no good to anybody. Like, I can take bites out of my giant gummy bear interior of a jelly bean jack-o'-lantern, and I think that my party guests would also appreciate it. Mm. The Jell-O jack-o'-lantern, not as much.
Probably. Mm. All right. AJ, what's your answer?
I said wood.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say wood. That's right, yeah.
It was just so forgettable that we just moved on immediately.
You were being the most efficient. Well, that's why you're doing it out of wood. It's much more efficient than carving a Jell-O pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.
Ice jack-o'-lantern. Real quick, before we go.
Ice jack-o'-lantern?
Ice sculpture
jack-o'-lantern. Oh, man, it melts and leaves no trace.
The perfect jack-o'-lantern.
The perfect crime.
I cut this ice into a jack-o'-lantern, but you can't prove it.
You can't prove it at all. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.